Is Daf Sukkah, Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin. We left off right on top of the page by the Mishnah Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So the prior couple of blah, we're discussing Schach, which where the walls didn't reach the Schach, but that was talking about from a height perspective, where the Schach wasn't tall enough to reach the ceiling, or it was by the ceiling, but it didn't reach the ground. Good Asa, good Achas, those types of situations. Now we're moving on to a case where the Schach, we also spoke about the Schach, which was, we spoke before that, which we'll get back to now, Daf Yudalad, Schach, when you have too wide of boards in the sukkah that can make schach puzzle. That's going to be the focus here as well. What if I have a distance from my wall to the schach? So the schach, the walls, reaches the height of the sukkah, but it doesn't come to next to the schach. There's a space from the wall to the schach, says the Mishnah. If the schach is distant from the wall, we're already out of the realm of lavud. It's possible, avir, possible the sukkah. Now the psula is very simple. The psula is because my wall is no longer connected to my sukkah. So theoretically, if I have a sukkah that has four walls, and one of the walls is more than three tefachim away from the schach, not a problem, because I still have three kosher walls where the schach and the walls are connected. The point over here is we're talking about a case where my sukkah was three walls, and now by having one of the walls distanced from the schach, three tefachim, that creates that wall is not considered connected to the sukkah. I'm left with a sukkah of two walls, hence the fact that it's going to be puzzle. Says the Mishnah further, there's going to be three versions of the same din coming up, to the extent the Gemara is going to ask, why do we need three different versions of it? But this, of course, is the din of Deifer Akuma. Says the Mishnah, Baishin Nifchas Vesikach Gabav. If you have a house that the roof kind of caved in, Nabuch, the roof is, became breached, and you have a hole in the center of the roof, and you put schach over that hole. If there's four amas of space from the wall of the house, which is the wall of the sukkah now, to the where the schach begins, there's four amas of space, then the sukkah's psula is pasul. But if it's less than that, it's kasher. And what din of that, of course, what din is that, of course, that's the din of Deifin Akuma. My wall goes up the wall, and then it goes crooked through this, through the pasul of schach on the roof until it gets to the schach, and then it's kasher up to four amas. We say Deifin Akuma. V'chein, says the Mishnah further. Case number two, chatzar shibekavsach chasadra. If you have a chatzar that was surrounded by porches, so the case of the chatzar, if you have the pictures, whether it's in the Masiftas or whether it's in the Shenandam or the art scrolls, the picture is beautiful, simple picture. You have a chatzar that the houses in the chatzar form a ches. So we'll call it the houses form a ches, a ches shape, and outside of each house is a portico, is like a porch that sticks out. That porch that sticks out is within, well, that's going to be the Mishnah. If it's within four amas of the wall, then if I put schach on top of those porches inside the ches, I have a beautiful sukkah. My sukkah just has schach in the center and no walls. The walls of the house in the shape of the ches are my walls. As long as what? It's within four amas of the house to the end of the porch, says the Mishnah. Allah is the same story. If it's within four amas, it's kosher. More than four amas, it's pasul. And the third case, sukkah gedel shikufa b'davar she'in mesachem bayit. What if you have a large sukkah? To begin with, you built a very big sukkah, and you built, use the material that you use for the walls. Let's just say you use the metal that you use for the walls. On purpose of saying this, use for the ceiling as well, which is obviously pasul schach. But in the center, you left a hole where you're putting kosher schach. Says the Mishnah again, imesh tachta v'arba amas psula. If we have the metal, we have the pasul schach, the pasul ceiling. If it's four amas or larger away from the wall, it's no good because it's out of the realm of the Deifin Akuma. If it's within four amas, then it's still going to be kosher. Now, very important point in Rashi. Rashi says that the first two cases over here, from these three cases of Deifin Akuma, the Bayish and Nifchasa, or the Chatzar with Achsadra, Rashi learns that the porch or the ceiling of the house would technically be kosher schach. The reason why it's no good is Tassav Eloi Min Asay. That's why it's no good. And again, Deifin Akuma will still salvage it. If it's within four amas, no Deifin Akuma. If it's more than four amas, no Deifin Akuma. You still have a problem. But the issue is not that it's inherently Schach Pasal, which I would have thought, certainly a house is Schach Pasal, but not that Schach Pasal. Rather, it's Tassav Eloi Min Asay, as well as Rashi in the Mishnah, which would be very clear. Rashi's Pshat in the Mishnah is very clear that the Gemara seems to be going with that as well. The third case, the Mishnah says very clearly that Sukkah Gedela, where it was Dover Shem Mesachamba, you put up a Pasal Schach to begin with. Not Stam, it was Tassav Eloi Min Asay, it was a Pasal Schach. Okay, it's an important point. It'll be very relevant right away in the first Gemara, where it discusses the tzrichus of why we need three different cases to teach me Deifin Akuma. But so far, we have two dinim in the Mishnah. We have one din in the Mishnah that there's an avir between a space, empty space, airspace, between the wall to the schach, of course the width, across the top, right, and the width of the sukkah, there's a hollowness of three tefachim, It's pasul. You lost your wall. The number two is, if I have a pasul aschach, if I have, it's coming from the wall, within 4 amas, Deifer Akuma saves it. More than 4 amas, Deifer Akuma doesn't save it. Says Rashi, and this is a chakira, we spoke out in the past, Rashi gets involved in a geshmaka chakira. Deifer Akuma, we know, is Alach HaMesh Mesinai. They have this crooked wall, that's Alach HaMesh Mesinai. But what's the mechanics of Deifer Akuma? What's the mechanics? How does it work? There's two ways to understand. Either the way you understand it is, the simple tension of the words, my Deifer is Akuma, my Deifer is crooked. So I have my wall going from floor to ceiling, and then when it hit the ceiling, it's connected to the ceiling of Pasla Schach. We view that as if my wall just curved. It bent, I should say. My wall bent, and my wall continues on the ceiling. My wall's continuing until it reaches the kosher schach, and provided that the distance from the kosher schach to the wall is less than 4 amas, everything's great. That is a simple malach. My wall is bent. My wall is on an angle. That's it, but it's all considered wall. That is the basic malach of Deifer Akuma. Another malach in the Rishonim brought down, the Ritva, the Rambam bring it from, I think, Rabbeinu Binyamin, from different earlier Rishonim. That's what the way it works is, we view the wall, when I have a wall, and then I have a schach pasul, let's say, from the wall, less than 4 tefachim away to the schach kosher, I view the wall, the kosher wall, that's going from floor to ceiling, as if it jumps over and meets the schach. I just view that it bridges that's where our Mishnah over here, a difference between Avir and Pasul Schach, we'll get to it in a second, it's Mamish Rashi's Diak, but I view it as if my wall floor to ceiling is my wall. The crooked part is just taken out of the equation, and I view my wall as long as it's within 4 amas, I can, that's the Halacha B'Shisina of Deifer Akuma, allows me to view my wall as if it jumps over to meet the Schach. Again, that's Malach number 2. Malach number 1 is, no, it doesn't jump over, my wall is bent, and that's how it meets the Schach. Says Rashi, very interesting Rashi. Rashi kriechs Orion into this lumdus, so to speak, into this mechanics of Deifer Akuma. Says Rashi, our mission is a clear raya to the way I learn. Rashi says, "Umekanani Omer," that the way of Deifer Akuma is the first way we said that the wall goes up and the wall continues and it bends. Because if the pshat is that my wall jumps over, mali avir. Mali schach pasul. Why is the first line of the Mishnah telling me that by Avir, when it's ear space, all you have is 3 tefachim, and then it's pasul? Whereas when I have schach pasul, you have up to 4 amas. What should be the difference? If my wall is able to jump over 4 amas, it should soon be able to jump over ear space. Teretz says, my wall's not jumping anywhere, says Rashi. Rashi goes with the side that my wall is just bent. It's bent over, and it connects to the schach. Various nafkaminis have spoken out between these two tzadim. Again, some want to say the first nafkamina, the most classic one, is actually, I don't understand it so fully so clear, but one nafkamina they say is, could you sit under the section of the roof, which is Deifer Akuma, which is the schach pasul? Rashi clearly says in this Rashi, you cannot, because it's wall. My wall goes floor to ceiling. My wall continues in the ceiling, but it's wall. That's not sitting in the schach. That's pasul. They want to say, according to the tzad, that we viewed as if the wall moves over, somehow, perhaps, you would be able to sit in that spot between the wall and the schach. Again, I don't fully understand it, but that's what nafkamina they say. But the Michas Chinuch brings two other beautiful nafkaminas, very basic. We know the halacha is that the walls of a sukkah, forget about the schach, the walls of a sukkah, we know, don't have the same obligations, don't have the same criteria as the schach, of course. It can be mekabel tuma, it doesn't have to be karka, but there's a couple of dinim that are part of the wall as well. One of them is sukkah gzula. One is not allowed to have stolen materials for his sukkah. That sukkah gzula is a problem. Another issue, and pasul sukkah, even the walls. Another issue in the walls is an asherah tree. Using an asherah tree, a tree of Avodah Zarah, for the walls is considered not a kosher wall. We view it as if it's missing, as if the wall's not there. It's supposed to be burnt. You can't use it for your walls. Now, according to Rashi, I need the ceiling of pasul aschach, my Deifer Akuma. My wall connects to the schach via that section of ceiling that is pasul aschach, via that bent ceiling. So if it's made from sukkah gzula or made from sukkah asherah, made from an asherah tree, that will be pasul. My whole sukkah is pasul, even though that's not really my kosher schach, but it's connecting my kosher schach to my wall. It passes my sukkah. Whereas according to the other Rishonim who learned that it's we just imagined that the wall was jumped over. The wall jumped over from the wall to where this meets the schach. So according to those other Rishonim, who cares if the section in between is made from sukkah gzula, I mean, gazeltika materials, or from asherah, atzi asherah, it doesn't make a difference. And we take that out of the equation. It's as if it doesn't exist. My wall is jumping over. That'll be a classic enough community between the two malachim, and it's brought by the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, one other point before you see the Gemara, I don't want to spend too much time, we're not going to speak too much rain in the Gemara itself. One of the key discussion in Rekiva, Rekiva Eger brings it, it's ready to discuss the Rishonim. We're applying the concept of we'll appreciate it more in the Gemara itself, but it's because I speak out right now because it's relevant here as well. We're applying the concept of Deifer Akuma to give 4 amas. We're going to have in the Gemara that we already, that the shear of schach pasul in the middle of the sukkah to pasul is 4 tefachim. we have a share of 3 tvachim of airspace, and the share of psul with psach psul is 4 tvachim. And the simple explanation, again, getting ahead of myself, we'll see the Gemara actually doesn't speak it out. The Rishonim first speak it out. Simple explanation is because when you have schach pasel, it's less nicker of a break in the sukkah, so you're given a little bit of a more leisure, even if it's alach b'shem Sinai, it would give it a little more of a more liberal shear, namely 4 tvachim. If it's avir, it's more noticeable, the break, and in 3 tvachim, once you had 11, 3 tvachim is very problem. Okay, basic alachas. Asks the mefarshim, if I have a din that schach pasel can be up to 4 tvachim, plus I have a din of deif and akum up to 4 amas, so why is our mishnah stopping us at 4 amas? L'chari, you should be able to say, I have 4 amas plus 4 tvachim. I could have 4 amas of deif and akum, or just below 4 amas of deif and akum, and tack on to that an additional just below 4 tvachim for my schach pasel. Why can I have a little more? And the answer could be the simplest way, and a chrami. It's just two different dinim. We didn't put it together. But why don't we say this? So there's a whole discussion, and the reason I bring up here, again, it'll be more relevant, this part that we discussed till now, later, but there's a whole discussion whether you can combine two different halacha meshmei Sinais. The din of Deifer Akuma Dal Amis and the din of Dal Tvachim, which is going to be home Achleik Sar Gemara, are both different halacha meshmei Sinais. Can we combine two different halacha meshmei Sinais? Rekiv Egi seems to give Abdara that it depends. If they're both heading towards the same exact goal, in this case, I have a long strip of Pasal Slach, and I want to make it all kosher, using this one and that one, you cannot combine two halacha meshmei Sinais. But if there's two halacha meshmei Sinais working at the same time, but they're not dependent on each other, they're doing different things, then I could use it, and a classic case they give is in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, if my wall is 3 tvachim away from the schach, less than 3 tvachim away from the schach, less than 3 tvachim is kosher, because I love it. What if my wall didn't reach the ceiling? So what if I have two issues here? I have my wall of my sukkah, which goes from the sukkah, let's call it is, the sukkah is 7 feet high, let's just say. My wall goes from the floor up till 10 tvachim high. Now, it doesn't reach from 10 tvachim. 10 tvachim is right? 10 tvachim is grossly missing. It's under 2 amas. It's grossly missing my shear of, maybe halfway up, not even, halfway up to my shear of 7 feet for my height. So I have to apply the concept to have a wall of my sukkah. I would have to apply a concept of good asig mechitztai. We discussed from the Radvaz, maybe not. Once I have a 10 tvach wall, maybe it's a bad example, because 10 tvachim is already a kosher wall by itself. But okay, but let's assume I'm using a case where I need to use good asig for my mechitza to go from the lower part of, from lower up to reach the ceiling. And then I have a space to be tvachim. Once it's the ceiling, the schach is slightly less than the tvachim away from the wall. That is, has come out to love it. So over there, I'm utilizing two different powers of Lechmash Mesinai, of Gadas and Mechitzte, and Lovad. Over there, they want to say Lechari could still work. Why? Because it's, yes, I'm heading to a goal of a kosher sukkah, but they're not both addressing the same issue. They're addressing two totally different issues. They both work, so I can combine both those powers and still be able to make my sukkah kosher. So my wall is both, doesn't reach the full ceiling height, and the ceiling, and the wall itself is less than 3 tvachim away from the schach. It's going to be kosher employing those two methods. Interesting discussion in the Ready Sachs of Rishayin, the Ran, and the Achrayin of Rekiv Eger elaborates on this as well. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Says Gemara on these three cases of the Mishnah. Why do we need three cases to say the din of Deifin Akuma? Tzricha, we need all three cases. Yesh min bayis. Tell me the first case of Bayis Shnivchas, the house where the ceiling got breached. Mishum dahani mechitzas labayis avidan. Because these walls were built for the house. The walls that you're using for your sukkah are namely the same walls as the house. And these walls were built for what's inside them. And therefore, these walls are not just the walls, the ceiling also is all built for the house. So it's very understandable that we say Deifin Akuma. And again, Deifin Akuma is a chiddush, but we can understand it faster. We say it there as opposed to Avachatzer, Hamakev Zachzad. This verse is going to come up again in, it's going to be more in tomorrow. But a chatzar and a kefes achsadra. When you have the case of the chatzar, where the house is going to ches, your house is going to ches, and you have this achsadra, these porches coming out of the house, right? These porches coming out of the house. You put schach on top of the porches. The wall of the house is not there for the sukkah area. The wall of the house is primarily there to contain the house itself. So the wall of the house is for what's inside the house, and maybe a little bit for what's right outside the house by the porch area. It's certainly not there for the sukkah area. So I would have thought to use Deif and Akuma for a wall that wasn't built for the purpose of this direction. Maybe you don't say Deif and Akuma, says the Gemara. The Mechitza is Lav Achsadra Avidi. The Gemara actually says very clearly that the Mechitza is the wall wasn't even made for the Achsadra either. It was mamish made for the inside of the house. So to use Deif and Akuma for walls that were not used Bechlau, were not built for this purpose, maybe it doesn't work. It still works. If you tell me the first two cases of the Mishnah, I would say Mishum the Mishach and Tzach Kashru. Because Lamaisa the Tzach is there, Tzach Kashru. Here's where Rashi got it from when we explained it in the Mishnah that the Psul is Tzach Lamanasi. The ceiling in the house and that's still there, that didn't get breached, or the Echsadra porch, apparently it was made from wooden slabs. These are all kosher schach. And the problem is, so we say, Deifin Akuma works there. But maybe but the third case, the Mishnah, where he built a sukkah with materials that is not kosher for schach, and he built part of his roof from materials that are not kosher for schach b'chal. Not just it wasn't built for sukkah; it's hasva minasli. It was not even kosher for schach. Maybe he doesn't have different akum over there. The sukkah b'schach pasul emalei. Maybe different akum doesn't apply there. Kamash b'lan or tzricha says Gemara. We need to teach me that different akum applies in all these cases. We don't care what the wool is made out of. We don't care if the wool is make a direction was a different way. Either way, it works for the Deifer Akuma, works to make the sukkah kosher as long as the wall and the schach are, and the wall is connected to schach within for less than 4 amas. Okay. Amar Rava. Now we're going to have a very interesting Gemara. There's going to be two versions of the same Gemara, but the general idea in both Gemaras is the same. We've discussed in our Mishnah, 3 tefachim of airspace makes a problem. And 4 amas near the wall is a problem. You add to the realm of Deifer Akuma. Less than 4 amas, you have Deifer Akuma. What about in the middle of the sukkah? So we discussed, we took for granted, in the middle of the sukkah, the shear of psil is, of schach psil is 4 tefachim, because we know from elsewhere. Says the Gemara, Amarava, Ashkenu Rabban de Bei Rav, I found the Talmidim of Rav, the Asvik Army, they were sitting and saying in Rav's name, Avir Pesach Pashleisha, Schach Pasel Pesach Arba. The shear of Avir Sukkah is Pasel, airspace is Pasel with 3 tefachim. That's Mamash our Mishnah. That's going to be indisputable. No one's really going to argue on that. 3 tefachim is the shear of space to make a Sukkah Pasel of airspace, play of its open air. And Schach Pasel is Pasel's Ba'arba. Arba, now just to, we won't confuse it, Arba with a hay at the end is tefachim. Arba without the hay at the end is Amas. So Schach Pasel was saying, if you have Schach Pasel in the middle of the Sukkah, it renders the sukkah puzzle with 4 tefachim. V'aminu, Anna says Rabbi, I told Rabbi Samidim, not true. Avir the pesel b'shleishim nalu. What's your source that the airspace that passes 3 tefachim under Mishnah that we just read before? The Tanan hirchik as a secret when I define a shleishim tefachim psula. The Mishnah top of the Amud we just quoted that if you marchik the walls from the schach 3 tefachim is puzzle. So if your source of 3 tefachim of Avir is the Mishnah, well, your shear for schach pasul should be 4 amas, like the next part of the Mishnah. Schach pasul nami leilifsel el baramas. Schach pasul should only pass with 4 amas, meaning not just by the walls, even akuma, even mil the sukkah. The shear should be 4 amas. At the time we went to the Mishnah, by shenev chesvasikach gabav. If you have a house where the roof caved in and you put schach on top of it, imyesh bein asikach lugeis aramas. If you have 4 amas, then it's psula. For less, that's kosher. Your shear should be a shear of schach pasul of anything less than 4 amas is okay. If it's 4 amas, then it's a problem. Less than 4 amas is okay. Learn it from the end of the Mishnah. The Achrayim already discuss what's pshat according to Rabbah. He's very, very nice to the Mishnah, but according to what he's learning, it has nothing to do with the walls. He's learning, he's learning the Deifer Akuma. He's learning the shear of Schach Pasul in the Sukkah, side by the wall, side in the middle, is 4 amas. Now, what he has going for him, so to speak, in our Mishnah, meaning even though the Lashon of Kaisel is a little bit fair, and Achrayim try to deal with potential reasons why we're speaking about a case of Kaisel, okay, but the Maisa, the symmetry of the Mishnah, does fit very well like Rabbah. We spoke about Avir with the Shir Avirus, and then we jump to the Schach Pasul, and we say Shir 4 amas. We never mention the Shir 4 tefachim. So that's where Rabbah's coming from, because there's no Shir 4 tefachim. Rabbah learns there's a separate din of 4 amas. Now, before we go further in the conversation, Rabbah's going to quote the conversation he has, but there's a key nafkamina going on over here, which will play a role in this discussion. According to the Talmidim of Rav, where the shear is 3 tefachim versus 4 tefachim, we already spoke about that before, the difference is, both cases the shear is a shear of what separates a sukkah. And our problem is, once my sukkah is separated, I don't have 3 walls. I have this side of the sukkah with schach, and 1.5 walls we call it, or 2 walls, and this side has 2 walls with schach. But I no longer have a sukkah with 3 walls, right? That's the basic issue. Avir separates, and now we're saying in our Gemara, 4 tefachim of schach pasul also separates. But it's the same general din. According to Rabbah, where we're jumping to 4 amas, 4 amas is clearly lechem b'Sinai, and it's no longer just a din of separating the sukkah. It's a new din that this amount, this vast amount of schach pasul, passes the sukkah. It's not just a din of splitting up my sukkah, I don't have walls. It renders my sukkah pasul, this large amount of schach pasul. That has to be the lumdus, that is the lumdus in Rabbah versus the Talmidim of Rav, which will play big nafkamina in the upcoming Gemara. Varmerli, we'll speak it out again when it's relevant to the Gemara. Varmerli. So Rabbah says that the Talmidim of Rav said to me, Barmina Dahi, you'd bring a raya for the Mishnah that the shear is 4 amas. That's not a general din of schach pasul. That's a unique din of, like we spoke about before, Rav Shmuel Damit Avayo, don't bring a raya from there. Rav Shmuel will say, Mishim Deifin Akuma Nagabah. That's din of Deifin Akuma. So the Talmid of Rav, I'm going to learn, which is ultimately the way we learn, that there's 3 separate dinim. There's a din of schach pasul, which pasuls a sukkah with 4 tefachim. There's a din of avir, which pasuls a sukkah even with 3 tefachim. Then there's a separate din even by schach pasul, by deifin akuma, by when it's next to the wall, you have a leeway, you have a leniency of up to four amas okay. Halacha b'shmasida, it's a separate din, not related to this other din of schach pasul in the middle of the sukkah. Says damid rav to rabba, don't be right for the mishnah. That din of the mishnah is deifin akuma, and that's separate. Okay, v'aminilu. I know. So rabba says, so I had a different complaint. I tried to be right for the mishnah against them, and they deflected it. The rabba shmuel don't learn the mishnah that way. V'aminilu says, I have another raya. Ma'ilu ikas schach pasul pachas me'arba. What if you have less than the shear to pass the sukkah of both schach pasul, which is 4 tvachim, and avir, which is 3 tvachim? So let's say he has, we'll go 3.5 tvachim of schach pasul next to 2.5 tvachim of avir. None of them alone is enough to pasul. What's that lacha? Ma'ik shera. Your mask of sister sukkah is kosher. Taka, that's going to be the ultimate outcome. We assume sister sukkah is taka kosher. We don't combine the two shiurim of pasuls to make a shear. The question is, why not? And he brings it out in a beautiful way. Says, Rabba, why don't you combine it to make a share pasos? I'll bring you the biggest proof. Mali b'shpudamai. What would be if you go and fill up some of the open space with shpudim? Shpudim is spit, is metal, is mekapotoma, is pasal schach. So remember, I have my non-kosher schach of 3.5 tvachim, not 4 tvachim, so it doesn't pasal. And I have my avir of 2.5 tvachim, not 3 tvachim, so it doesn't pasal. Inside some of the avir, next to the non-kosher schach, I lay down a couple of shpudim, a couple of spits, a little more of non-kosher schach. I've now decreased my aver even lower, but I've increased my pasul schach to 4 tvachim. What's that lacha? Mali b'shpudim mai, psula lachar, that pasul is now the sukkah's pasul. So let's think for a second. My aver, which is more chomer than pasul schach, only 3 tvachim aver is enough to pasul schach means 4 tvachim, my aver, which is more chomer, was not able to combine to make a psul. And by increasing my schach pasul, I do make a psul. Where's the logic? Says Mavlei Aver Pesul Bishleisha Kesach Pasul Pesim Arba. Should the Aver which pasuls with only 3, should it not be as strong as Chomer as schach pasul which pasul which needs 4? So why would it be that until I mix in extra schach pasul, it's not going to be pasul even for the Aver alone? Meaning, essentially, saying is why am I not combining the schach pasul with the Aver? I'm not combining it to get a shear to make a break in the sukkah and pass the sukkah. That was the taina. That was the taina of Rabba to Tamid of Rav. Meaning, Rabba saying, according to me, 4 tvachim is nothing. So therefore, it's not a problem. But according to you, that 4 tvachim is something, it should combine with the 3 tvachim of airspace. What's the obvious question that the Tamid Rav asked back? Okay, 4 tvachim is nothing, according to you, but 4 amas is, so use the same exact question by 4 amas. Says my Rami Lee, they said to me, Iachi, Ludunach Nami, according to you as well, Damas Hach Pasol, Pais of Arba Amas. According to you also, that said the Hach Pasol, Pasol's by Arba Amas. Okay, so you said the whole shear is never, it's nothing to do with the walls, not the Defakuma. 4 tvachim is nothing. The shear is 4 amas. Anywhere in the sukkah for amas, okay. Same, make do the same mathematics. Ilu ikas schach pasul pachas ma'arba amas. If you have schach pasul just under 4 amas, call it 3.5 amas. 3 amas are bigger. Call it 3.9 amas. 3.9 amas of pasul schach, but not 4. So your sukkah still okay. The avir pachas v'shoishen, you have just under 3 tvachim of airspace next to each other. What will be the lacha ma'ik share? Be kasher. If you filled up some of the airspace with shpudim with the pasul schach, which now increased the shear of the pasul schach to 4 filamas, what's the halacha? Psul is be pasul. Same taina. So why do you need to fill it to make a pasul? Lo yehei avir apesul b'shoisha, the avir pasul in 3 tvachim, shouldn't it be at least as chomer as the schach pasul, which pasul in 4 amas? Kesach pasul apesul b'arba amas, and be enough to be combined to the shear? Azay frek the tamid rav to rabba. V'amin lu anan, rabba said back the answer, which we already know the answer, because we spoke out before. There's a big fundamental difference. We spoke out, there's a fundamental machlekes going on over here. Not stam machlekes if the shear is 4 tvachim or 4 amas. According to rabba, that the shear is 4 amas, it's a new din. It's not a din of being mafsik in my sukkah in half. 3 tvachim of airspace, it breaks, of course, going across the whole sukkah, by the way, it breaks my sukkah in half. 4 tvachim of pasul schach breaks my sukkah in half. 4 amas is a new din, that 4 amas of schach pasul of sukkah, it messes up the sukkah. It's not a matter of breaking it in half. It's a bigger, more general din of 4 amas of pasul schach renders a sukkah pasul and lachamash mesinai. And that's going to be exactly Rabba's answer. How could you compare? My question to you, Rabba, says, Tamid Rav, was, why are you not combining two very similar type of shurim that are breaking up a sukkah? They both come to break a sukkah, combine the 3 tvachim and the 4 tvachim and get a shear. By me, it's no shaykhas, it's two different dinim. Of course, we don't combine two dinim that don't overlap at all. Says the Gemara of Amin al-Ana, Haimai, Bishlam, according to me, it's good, Amin al-Amas. According to me, says Rabba, that I see the shear of the Psach Puzzles, 4 Amas, top of a maze, Bishop Shira. Then there's a shear. There's a Lachom Mesh Mesina, I have a shear of Psal, of something that big of 4 Amas, and Lav Shiru. And the case where it's less than that doesn't have a shear, and you're going to try to combine it with air, so shaychas. Hi, love shiru. You don't have a shear over here, and air can't combine Yes, if you put chachpasu, you'll get to the shear. But without it, if you just have ear space, it doesn't combine because it's two different entities. The shear, in order for two things to combine there, to combine to make a shear, they have to be more related. Kivan, delay shav shear al adadi, since the shear are totally not shaykh to each other, they have no shaykhs, therefore, let me starve, they can't be starve. Elud is chub, according to you, and this is going to be focused the rest of much of the next part of the Amid, of being starved, different things for shear. Elud chub, according to you, Tami the Rav, the amirasu that you hold, shear, you hold that, that you hold that four tfachim is the measurement. Mishem aflaga. The measurement is based on aflaga, based on splitting the sukkah. And four tfachim of tzach pasal is slightly greater than three tfachim of avir because it's a little less nicker, so you need a little more space. But the point is, they're both coming to do the same thing, essentially, which is break up the sukkah in half with aflaga. So ma yispag b'sach pasal, ma yispag b'sach pasal v'avir. What's the difference if I have a separation via sach pasul alone, which is four tvachim, or via sach pasul together with avir. Avir also makes a separation, so avir should at least combine to be mashal my shear of sach pasul. Why can I combine avir and sach pasul together to get a shear? That's the kasha that Rabba was asking on the Bnei Rav. Bottom line is, we seem to go like, I mean, they must have another version of this conversation, but either way, the lumb is still is not going to change. Rabba, we seem to go like Bnei Rav, which is the Tamid of Rav, you say. Tamid of Rav, which is that we have a din of three tvachim for airspace, the pasul, four tvachim for schach pasul, that's in the middle of the sukkah, and by the walls you get an extension of Dalaramis, up to Dalaramis, goes to Deif Nakuma. So the question still remains.
We could have said this
Deif Nakuma is... I'm sorry, you froze. I'm sorry, you froze. But the... if you hear me, are you on?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, yeah, what were you saying? What are you asking? I didn't hear you. What was the question?
I said, Deif Nakum is a heksha. You have to create a wall. Air doesn't create a wall. Here we're talking about a psul. You're coming from the other side.
Yeah. We're not troubled by separating Beit Fenakuma from three tvachim. Really, the trouble is, what is there a difference between three tvachim and four tvachim of sapasul? That's really the question. Lemaisa, we never
answer. I'm asking the same question in my mind.
The what?
Things completely. The Arba Amas is connected to our wall.
Well, first two points of that. Rabba holds Arba Amas not connected to the wall. Rabba holds the four amas has nothing to do with the wall. It's a new din that four amas is the shear to pasul sukkah. That's point number one. Very, very important point. Point number two is Enechrami. We're okay with Rabba, according to the Shitasai, that he's making a chilik between whether it's Deif Nakuma or not. This new din of four amas, that's separate from the din of Avir 3. The question is that according to the Bnei Rav, which is what we hold like, and halacha is three tvachim of Avir pasuls and four tvachim of sach pasuls, but they don't combine. Why taka not? Why taka don't they combine? The chur, they're similar concepts that they should combine. So the Ritva, the Rishonim address the question. The Ritva answers that even though they're both there, like the Gemara says, to be maflig, separate the sukkah, there's two ways to separate something. One is you have a separation because they're not connected. That's airspace. That's simply not connected. There's enough of a break, and if it's a tiny disconnection, you have lovud. Once you get to three tvachim, it's too much of a space, it's considered disconnected. And there's another way to consider something to be muflig, separate from each other, by having a chatzitz in between, a separation. That's schach pasul. Again, he's really just touching up what it is, but he's saying these are two different mechanics within separating the sukkah. Since it's two different mechanics, it doesn't automatically combine to make a shear. That's the ritva. Rebbe Sadeh wants to say it, based on a thesis, a little bit of alumnus, which is very relevant throughout the Masechta, and that is that the din of lovud, which you constantly apply, the din of lovud perhaps only works lakula. Love it only works cool. So in our case, to make the sukkah kosher, we'll say love it. We'll use love it to make the sukkah kosher. But to start viewing airspace as if it's filled in, for the chumra, that we don't do. This would be a case, ultimately, that we're doing a love of the chumra, because we're viewing it as if it's filled in to get my full shear of four tzvachim of sach pasul. You can't do that. We don't do love of the chumra. We only do love of the kula. That was another explanation they give why according to Bnei Rav, it will not be according to Talmid Rav, it will not be a psul. Okay. Amalei Abaye.
One more question, just look shot. So again, Dalet Amos that we're talking about. Amalei Abaye.
Ulamar Nami Nihila Delei Shavu Shirai Besukka Gdela Besukka Katana Mila Shavu Shirayo. So Abaye asks the Shtaka Kasha. It's going to be clear that everyone agrees, as long as there's a common ground, there's a common denominator, at some point, the Shirim HaShava, even the Gabi case with the Shirim is not equal, we could be Mistarif. In order to be Mistarif, two different things for Shir, as long as in some way, shape, or form they're connected, we can Mistarif. Says Abaye, I have a case. by a sukkah katana. A sukkah katana, of course, is a sukkah which is only 7x7. A sukkah gedolah, you're right. Sukkah gedolah, they have completely separate shurim. One's for amas, one's three tvachim, no shaychas. But by a sukkah katana, where they both need to be, both the psul of aver or the psul of schach pasul, no matter what shear you go with, it needs to be that you have at least a sukkah k'sher of 7 tvachim, so the shear is going to be the exact same there. So we have a place where the shear matches up, and once it matches up there, we should be able to mistarif it in other places as well, even by 4 amas versus 3 tvachim, says the Gemara. Amar Leah, Rabbis is back, not shver. That's what would be great if the shear of the avir or sach pasul were really the same. Over there by sukkah katana, you know what's the same? The shear of sukkah katana, which is 7 tvachim. That's what's the same. Nothing's the same about the avir and about the sach pasul. Not a good riot. Says Gemara, Amalei Hasam, Lamishim Deshav Shira Ladadi. The shear of avir and the shear of sach pasul are not equal at all. There's no shaykhas. El Mishim, the less of the shear of sukkahu. Unless you have a shear of sach kasher, unless you have your 7 tvachim minimum walls with sach kasher, you're missing in your basic sukkah. It's not a din of avir or a din of sach pasul. It's a din in a basic shear of sukkah, and therefore you still don't have a place where these two dinim overlap, and therefore, the Surely Namastarif, so therefore, Rav is okay, B'nai Rav, a Talmidid Rav. It was, we had a little bit of a shver, we had to come onto the Ritva, onto the Merubi Sada, but the Rabbah never had a shver because there was never half many to combine. Ask the Gemara, now we're going to get sidetracked or drop for a couple of lines into the Din of Hilchus Tumah, very basic, very simple, but the Gabi Din of Tzirif. Tell me wherever the shear is not equal, you can't be Mastarif. Lay Mastarif, he says Gemara, the Vatanami, like the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Kalim. Habeged. A beged, shlesha, shlesha. Classic beged becomes tummy, is able to contract tummy's medrash. Medrash, of course, is when the zavi, lez, etc. sit down on a chair, or on a bed, or lie down in a bed, it gets tummy's medrash. We know one of the big chedushim of tummy's medrash is, even though normal tummy is conveyed, when tummy is conveyed for A to B, if A is av, B is a rishon tummy, or a vladatama. If B is a vladatama, reach tama, and touches C, C becomes A, sheni latama. If it's only by food, a mashkin, and then you get to shlish, you're B, fine. But you always go down on madrig, that's the point. Medris is one of the few cases, one of the chedushim, where it stays the same level, makes big enough kaminas. Let's say the zav, yaledas, mitzvah, the nida, they're all an avatama. When they sit down on their bed on this cloth, and they render it tama's medris, it also is an avatama. And afkaminas, of course, a person or kalim can only become tama from an avatama. A person or kalim cannot become tama from rishul tama. So this Medris creates a tumma that will be able to be conveyed to another person. Okay, so now what's the shear of a cloth that's considered fit for medris? So the beged, shlosha, shlosha, 3x3 tvachim. Hasak, sak, arba, arba, 4x4 tvachim. Hat-ar, the hide, the leather, chamisha, chamisha, 5x5 tvachim. Mapas, shisha, shisha, a mat that's a reed mat, usually made from like bamboo mat, that type of thing, is 6x6 tvachim. These are different levels of what's considered already chashvraf, so the less chashvraf the material, the larger the size, and therefore that's the shear that's considered fit to be something that's normal to lie on, and then from a couple of times measures. V'taniyala. Now we learned regarding that Mishnah, we learned in a brisa, habeged v'asak, combining beged and sak, or sak v'ar, combining sak and ar v'mapes, so combining the hide and the mat. But start from Zev, they could, yes, combine. Now the first should point that out, of course, you combine it only like the more chummer one. You need the larger shear, not the smaller shear. But the bottom line is it combines. They clearly have different shearim, 3, 4, 5, and 6, different shearim, and yet they're able to combine. What happened to our klal? Answers the Gemara, beautiful husband telling Taima. Over there, the reason is clear in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shem says, Ma Tam, what's the reason why I can combine? Because they're all fit for Tumas Meshav. What are we talking about? Tumas Midras. Tumas Meshav is different. Tumas Meshav is, we'll see in a second in the Gemara, is that let's say a person has a saddle cloth for his donkey, and he needs to, the cloth has some sort of issue, has a hole in it, and he needs to put a patch on it. Halacha is going to be that if he carves out a patch of one tefach, simply one tefach by one tefach, one tefach patch that he could put now on the saddlecloth and then he can sit on it, that is considered chashuv enough for yeshiva, and it's royal kapal tumah. It will have tumas yeshiva of the same tumah, of his medrash, of his zav yaledas. It will have this tumas yeshiva. And over there, the universal shear is what? One tefach. It's coming to be a patch on the saddlecloth. One tefach is the shear. Once we have a case where one tefach by one tefach is enough, then even in cases where the shear is not equal, once you have a shear, I should say, where they're all equal, then one tefach by one tefach is enough. So even in cases where the shear is not equal, they can now combine. Let's see it inside. Says the Gemara Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah over there, Vayter and Kalim, Hamakatzea, and that's a key point, Makatzea, one who's trimming, Makula and tefach and tefach, he's cutting to a point, tefach and tefach, that's already tummy. Once he's cutting it, tefach and tefach is tummy, that word Makatzea answers the question. You're all going to be wondering, before you just said 3, 4, 5, and 6, all of a sudden now one tefach is enough. What's the difference? The difference is, over there, it was stamped cloth. It was stamped cloth that we had. That was saying if it's this size, it's mekabel tuma, this size mekabel tuma, but it wasn't being fashioned for that purpose. Over here, when you're trimming, when you're creating a patch, if you create a patch, even a tefach tefach, that's right enough to be mekabel tuma. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, tefach tefach my chazi. So it was asked on that Mishnah, what was the tefach tefach fit for? V'amar Shem Lakish, Mishnah Rabbanai, Shem Lakish answered, and the name of Rabbanai, ha'varui litlai agave chamar. It's fit to go on top of the chamar, so since it's fit for that, therefore it's mekabel tuma. Okay, but the point is, once that's the shear, side by sack, side by ur, side by mappet, side by begin, the shear is whatever when it's being trimmed. So in a case where it's not trimmed, where the shear varies, it could still be mistarif because we have elsewhere where they combine, where they all have the same exact shear.
I just want to point out this tefach tefach piece. You didn't attach it yet to the blanket. You had tavana to attach it to the blanket.
Correct.
Mela, if you sat on it, okay.
Correct. The main point is that you've cut it to fashion a specific size, and you measured it to a size, you gave it a chashivas, and you plan to sit in it, you're right. And Liza just pointing out, even if you didn't actually sew it onto the saddle, it already gets to mismeasure, just the fact that it's a proper functional patch. It gets a chashivas. Okay. Says more, Besurma Amri Lahashmaita by Lishna. In Surah, they had the whole conversation the way we've had it till now, which was that Rabbah was disagreeing with the Talmidim of Rav. Benardai Masnu, however, in Nardai, they handled the conversation a little bit different. Very similar. It's really going to be the same general shitas, but who is the author is changing. Says Gemara, Amr Rav Yehuda Meshmuel. Rav Yehuda says the name of Meshmuel. Sach pasul b'amis of place of arba minatzad place of arba amis. Sach pasul in the middle of the sukkah pasuls with four tefachim and on the sides by the wall pasul with arba amis, which is the simple way, which was kind of what the Talmidim of Rav were saying in the first version. The Rav Amar bein minatzad. And Rav said, in this version, it's Rav who was saying like Rabbah, who says that the shear is nothing to do with the walls again. Nothing to do with the kuma. The shear is lechem eshbisinai, schach pasul, pasuls only for amas. Only for amas pasuls, less that doesn't pasul. Now we're going to bring a fruit rias against Shmuel. Just one quick chazara. These rias are actually going to be all rias that we discussed in the prior conversation on Daf Yedalin. It'll be a little bit of a chazara. We'll go through at least two of them today. Maybe we'll leave a third for tomorrow. Metashem, tomorrow's a short enough. We'll leave a third for tomorrow. But just to quickly chazar over, right now, before we see these rias, Kedai chazar over the famous machlekes Rav and Shmuel that we just had three bar ago. On the machlekes of Yudai Rameir, we got legabe schach of tikra. A schach of boards that were for Nesarim, a Neser, which is for Tzvachim. Tomorrow's going to discuss these riots right away, but we discussed back then, three, 4 months ago, that if you have, Machlekes Rida and Rameir, if you, a person who tries to use a Neser, a board, for a schach, Rabbi Yehuda says, kosher, no problem, Mesachim Bay. Rameir says, a Mesachim Bay, it's not kosher, you can't be Mesachim Bay. And we have Machlekes, that's Machlekes the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda and Rameir, whether you can use these Nesarim, these boards. And the Gemara explains the Machlekes is Machlekes of Tikra. Are we guys these boards? Unfinished, they're not mekabel tuma. The chori, there should be good schach, but the shaila is, are we geyser that it resembles a tikra? Rabbi Yehuda seems to be not geyser, he's not worried, or Meir is geyser. Explains the Gemara's machlekes, Rav Shmuel, what is the size of the boards we're talking about? Where Misha has machlekes. Rav learns, everybody agrees, less than four tvachim, not even a problem. Nisar less than four tvachim, not a problem, even according to Meir. It's when it's four tvachim or greater, is when we have machlekes, Rameir says no good, and Rabbi Yehuda says still it's good over there, not a problem. Shmuel says no, adrava. Four tvachim of greater boards, everyone agrees, because here it's tikra, there's a problem, there's no good. Less than three tvachim, everyone agrees it's fine, it's regular schach. Where's the machlekes? Where it's between three and four tvachim, that's where it is a machlekes. Rameir says no good, and Rabbi Yehuda says good. That was the machlekes we had Rabbi Shmuel earlier. Again, it will come up again in the next couple of riyas, because I didn't remember it, because I didn't chazer over that machlekes. Says Gemara, Tanan. This is going to be a kasha on Shmuel.
So this Rav that says here, just a different version?
Well, let's see. Tanan. It's the same author, so we're going to see, no, this is a different din. This is a din of schach pasul. That was a specific din of Neser, but you're right. We're going to see in a second. We're going to see it, and hopefully we'll get to tonight. If not, it'll be the first thing in tomorrow morning's year. Tanan. Nasan ala Neser Sherechav. If one put a board, this is the end of the Mishnah, Daf Yedalim and Aleph. The whole Mishnah is only two lines. This is the second line. If one puts a board of four tefachim on the sukkah, what the Mishnah says, the sukkah is kosher. Nasan al Nasser shul rachav arba tefachim, kosher. If one puts a board of four tefachim on the top of the sukkah remains kosher. Now, pretty straightforward. Without even getting to that, it's a Rav Shmuel that I already quoted from before. Just what we have over here by us. Bishlam le Rav, quite Rabbi Yos, who says up to Arba Amos is not a problem. Diyamar, Bein Bam, Sebein Matzad, Arba Amos, up to Arba Amos is not a problem no matter where it is. Of course, so that's why four tefachim is not a problem either. Mishmuel Kikshiri, therefore it's Gusher. El Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, Damar Ba'arba, Bamtsa Ba'arba, Shmuel says that in the middle of the sukkah, four tefachim is already a problem. This Neser is a Neser of four tefachim. What on earth is the Mishnah talking about? That's kosher to have a board of four tefachim in the middle of my sukkah. Four tefachim is a problem. Says the Gemara, Amai Kikshiri, why is it Gusher? Answer the Gemara simple. Why are you assuming that that Mishnah on Yudal is talking about where the board is in the center of the sukkah? Shmuel just said in the center of the sukkah is the problem. Shmuel holds Avada that by the sides, by the wall, we have Deifin Akuma. Rav is the one that's just ignoring Deifin Akuma and saying that you have a full four amas anywhere in the sukkah. Shmuel holds that by the wall, you still have Deifin Akuma, you still have four amas, and therefore, the Mishnah was saying a board of four tvachim is not a problem. Where it's by Deifin Akuma. Hachabai Skinim outside, where it's by the tzad. Tashema. Next, Raya again, against, the Moros be Raya again, against Shmuel. Shnei Sadinim Mitarfim. We learned in the Brisa two sheets can combine together to make a sukkah puzzle. These two sheets are not kosher schach. We're not talking about sheets that are there for lanai. They're not there for beauty. They're mamash, not kosher schach. Maybe they're holding up the leaves. They're not kosher schach. And if you get a shear of dal tvachim, if they combine to make a shear of dal tvachim, they combine to puzzle sukkah. Whereas Tanakhama says Shnei Nesar Emistarfim. Two boards will not combine to make a shear of tapasal sukkah. And the Mar is elaborate with the cases. Rameir says, first we have Rameir Shito, who argues and says, Nesarim Kasadinim. Just like the Sadinim can combine to make a sukkah puzzle, so to the Nesarim, two boards can combine to make a sukkah puzzle. Okay, now how big are these boards that we're talking about? Bishlam Hachlash Amarav, according to Rav, who says, the shear of passing a sukkah is four amas, sai in the middle, sai all over. My Mistarfin, what are we talking about? Mistarfin, Lab Amas. We're talking about two huge boards. The two boards are each two amas each. An amah is 6 tvachim. Each board is 12 tvachim. Each board is 2 amas each. And we're saying, you're not puzzled until you get 4 amas. These two boards can combine to make 4 amas, which renders a sukkah puzzle. So according to Rav, it's understandable what Rameir was saying with these boards creating puzzles. Okay? My misarf is for the amas. Ella hachlish the amarav. But according to Nezah Freddy Lashon, hachlish the amarav, what it means is, it really means to say Elo to the Lashon of Shmuel that we just quoted, or the Talmidim of Rav. That's what it means over here. Elach the Amarav. But according to the Lashon of Talmidim of Rav or Shmuel, which is that what? Be'em Seba'arba, the Shir of Schach Pasol, the middle of the sukkah is only four tvachim as enough to Pasol. Hey Chidami, what's the case of these walls that we need them to join, these boards that we're joining together according to our mayor to make a Pasol of Schach? What's the case? And Liza, this is something that was bothering you a couple of days ago. I never get back to you on the answer on the question that you sent me, left me a note. Here's the Mar is going to discuss your point pretty clearly. If each one of the four tvachim, each one of the boards have four tvachim, who needs tirif? Each one alone is puzzle according to the shita, according to the shita of Shmuel. Each one in Rameir. Here's where we came back to Machlekes from a couple of bottles ago. Rameir, according to Shmuel, everyone, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Once it's four tvachim, it's puzzle. So why do you have to say that? Why is Rameir single bears with tarif even without the tirif? Each board alone is a problem. And either less arba, and what's smaller than four, kind of amininu. Look here, it's basic kanim. It's basic srach. It's as long as once it's not a shir psul, then it's kosher srach. So look here, what are you combining them for? Answers the Gemara. Lelam this arba. We're talking about a case where they were four tefachim big. If they're four tefachim big, then chayish be pasul anyway. No, my mistar from the arba amas benatzad. We still agree when it's four tefachim big, there is one way out. You know what the way out is? If it's near the wall, you have to do defna kuma. So defna kuma would render it kosher, unless we say that by combining multiple boards that are bigger than four tefachim, I get out of my four amma leeway, then it's going to be puzzle, and that's what I meant that it combines. When Rameir says it combines, he meant it combines to take us out of the shear of four amas, and four amas out of the shear, out of the shear of Zeif and Akuma. I'm just thinking out loud now. Now, the Chayr, if we do connect the Gemara from before, then Rameir held the Machlekes Rav and Machlekes Rav Yehuda, Rameir, I'm sorry. Shmuel held the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir was between 3 and 4 tvachim. So maybe that could be the case. It could have been a case of between 3 and 4 where it's mitzarif to be the biggest year, but it wouldn't be puzzle in and of itself. L'maisa, the Gemara's lashon was, Ela hachlish in the Amar Rav. The Gemara was asking it on the Talmidim of Rav, not on Shmuel. Maybe that's why the Gemara was asking on Talmidim of Rav, not on Shmuel, because maybe in Shmuel we would have another answer like we just pointed out. Okay, you know what? Once we're in this Gemara, I don't want to stop in the middle. Let's go. That itself is a discussion. We're assuming over here we're talking about boards of four tefachim, and we're assuming that it's not kosher fesach. Four tefachim boards are not kosher fesach. Okay, let's just. Correct, exactly. But once it's if it's within the four amas near the kaisel, then you have deifin akuma. Or according to Rabba, or according to Rav in the second lashon, even in the middle of the sukkah, it's going to be okay. Because of four amas.
On the previous side, on that Aleph, it said Rav said it's for our boy.
Rav said, I'm sorry. Yes. The Talmidim of Rav on Amud Aleph is the same as Shmuel on Amud Beis. You're correct.
Sorry, first. On Daf Aleph, we said Rav Arba Tvachim. And here it's Arba Amos. Is it a different listening, Rav?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. On Amud Aleph.
You wouldn't say Lishna Akrina.
The Gemara did say Basura Masnachi and Papadisa Masnachi. Absolutely. We're saying two different versions. Version A of Tam, it was also, by the way, Talmidim of Rav. The Talmidim of Rav stems with Shmuel, right? Whereas Rav in version B is like Rabbah of the first Gemara. Tashma, see one more, then we'll stop. Sakhla bin Asarim Shal Erez. If one covered a sukkah with boards of cedar, Sheshbam Arba, which are four tvachim, Divir Kapsul, Evan Greets, Pasal, Aimam Arba, if it's not, does not four tvachim, then Rameir Pais, or Mesa's Pasal, Rebu the Machshir. Four tvachim or more, Evan Greets, Pasal, less than four tvachim, Machlex, Rebu Huda. If this sounds like Shmuel Shita, it is. The Gemara on Defi Dalon brought this Brisa. Gemara says, Tani Kavas to Rav, Tani Kavas to Shmuel. This Brisa was right to Shmuel's interpretation that the Machlex is only below four tvachim and above, Evan Greets, Pasal. Okay, but here's the part that we need. Umaydra, Mayor, if you have between each board a space of the size of the board, and you stick in between each board, you stick in between them, kosher schach, pesel. Ironically enough, the word pesel means pesel skar miyakev, which means kosher schach. Kshera, that's going to be kosher. Okay, before we get to the mechanics of how that works in a second. So it says, if you hold that, whether you have a nesarim before tzvachim, whether in the middle of the sukkah, whether in the center, whether in the side of the sukkah, as long as it's less than four amos is kosher, we're talking about a case where all this pasul schach is less than four amos. Elamad amar ba'emsa ba'arba, but according to the madamu says that a neser, a pasul schach of four tzvachim in the middle of the sukkah already pasuls. So I might share why not this kosher over here. We have this nesarim in the middle of the sukkah that's four tzvachim and should pasul. And says the gemara, we never really explained this. We have this idea of yesh be'nesel neser kabbal neser. You have board schach. Kosher Sach, board, Kosher Sach. We have this back in the Fidalim. The Gemara over there didn't elaborate. It's really relying on the Gemara over here. The Gemara explains it. Amrav Hunabay de Yeshua. Hacha besukkah lehavi elishmeinim to sebesaskinun. We're talking about a sukkah that was exactly eight amas. Not eight tvachim, eight amas. Eight amas, each amas is six tvachim. So eight amas is 48 tvachim. Eight amas is six times eight, 48 tvachim. Okay. V'yav neser. So you have the wall, and next to the wall you put a neser, a board, four tefach board, upesel, and then four tefach kosher schach. V'neser, a four tefach board, upesel, and then four tefach kosher schach, and vayitir v'neser pesel, ma'agisa. That's 24, right? That's 8, 8, and 8, 24. That's coming from one wall. It's board, schach, board, kosher schach, board, kosher schach. You left in the middle of kosher schach. Then you start from the other wall, the opposite wall, and do the same thing. Board, kosher schach, board, kosher schach, board, kosher schach. Which leaves me with eight tvachim consecutive of kosher schach in the middle, which is the biggest, which is the, right, just bigger than the minimum share of sukkah, which is namely seven tvachim. Says the Gemara. Vinesu pesel, vinesu pesel, vinesu pesel, ma'ay gisa, tehavalu shnei pesel b'emtza, v'kech shesukkah b'emtza, which is a very, very interesting approach to the Gemara. What essentially was saying is, the neser is taka puzzle. The neser near the wall is puzzle, and the sach next to it won't be good because the neser after that also you can't have the neser that a puzzle. But in the middle, I have eight tvachim of kosher sach, and because my whole sukkah is only 48 tvachim big, and the eight tvachim in the middle is kosher sach, what do I have left over on each side? 20 tvachim. 20 tvachim is much less than 4 amas, of course. 20 tvachim is, I shouldn't say much, but it's less than 4 amas would be 24 tvachim. It's less than four amas, so I have the din of deifin akuma. I have deifin akuma from the sides, kosher schach in the middle, therefore it's all good. The pelu with this is, who needs the neser in between? Who needs neser than pesel, less than pesel? Just have four straight, have a bunch of straight nesarim there, as long as I don't have 4 amas, I have deifin akuma. What if to come onto the space in between that has the kosher schach? Lemaisa, Rashi seems to indicate that in this case, where I'm using again Deifin Akuma, it's ultimately the same answer we're giving to all three kashas that we asked over here. We'll come back to the answer Deifin Akuma. Rashi says, you provided, you don't sit or sleep under one of the boards. Sounds like from Rashi the Medayik, but under the pesel, the schach that's in between the boards, is kosher. Not just in the middle. They want to Medayik from Rashi that perhaps even under the schach between the boards would be kosher. Hard to understand, the it's all fitting within Deifin Akuma. Hard to understand, maybe it gets back to the early mechalikas we had. I'm not sure, but that's how the Medayik and Rashi will puzzle over here. I think we're going to pick it up for tomorrow, Mitzvah. Have a good